Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union negotiators are to resume talk shortly, but for now, nearly 50,000 GM workers are on strike, the first strike at GM in 12 years. At one demonstration in Detroit, president of UAW Local 22, Wiley Turnage, says,
"It's great to have support, you know, because we started a community. You know, we have a lot of restaurants, we have gas stations, you know, so we need to keep this plant viable as possible. And then we have a lot of young families working here, a lot of temporary workers, you know, that have no stability in their life. So we're just trying to secure everyone's future."
In President Trump's words on Twitter, the U.S. is locked and loaded, ready to respond to the weekend drone attacks on a giant Saudi oil refinery. The U.S. blames Iran for the attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump wants the Justice Department to, as he puts it, rescue Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after a new accusation of sexual misconduct emerged. On Twitter, the president suggests Kavanaugh sue for libel. A report published in the New York Times claims one of Kavanaugh's Yale classmates saw him expose himself at a dorm party back in the 1980s. Democrat running for the White House, Senator Amy Klobuchar, among those calling for Kavanaugh's impeachment.
My concern here is that the process was a sham. I don't think you can look at impeachment hearings without getting the documents. The House would have to get the documents, and the Attorney General is shielding documents.
The Tennessee Titans say a mechanical failure by pyrotechnic devices caused a fire at Nissan Stadium before yesterday's game against the Colts. It happened on the sidelines. A stadium worker put out the fire, and no one was hurt. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Charlottesville, Virginia cannot remove a Confederate statue at the center of a white supremacist rally that turned deadly 2 years ago. A Charlottesville Circuit Court judge ruling that a state law bars that city from removing the statue of Robert E. Lee from a city park. The judge ruled the statue was covered by a Virginia law that protects all war memorials. Neo-Nazis and white supremacists did descend on that city in August of 2017 to rally against efforts to remove it. A woman was killed and over a dozen people injured when a man drove his car into a group of the counter-demonstrators. Humberto is now a hurricane. The storm is a Category 1, maximum sustained wind 75 miles an hour, and about 785 miles west of Bermuda in the Atlantic. And it's likely to continue strengthening over the next day, but it's moving out to sea away from the U.S. mainland. not posing any threats to land, and perhaps now not even to Bermuda. NASA says a newly discovered comet originated outside of our solar system. The agency is saying that the comet discovered on August 30th is probably an interstellar visitor, only the second time such an object has been observed. And today is National Guacamole Day, and the price of the main ingredient, avocados, has come down from just over $2 in early July to $1.16 today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to have. I'll tell you, one of the benefits of listening to the show is that we go way beyond the 8-second sound bites, okay? We didn't really complain that you can't get enough information. And we're grateful for experts like our next guest, John Lott, world-recognized expert on guns and crime, to be able to go in-depth, at least for about 20 minutes, to talk about, all this controversy over gun control and what works and what doesn't. John, right off the bat, first of all, let me congratulate you again and tell you how grateful we are for your video on TV anti-gun bias that's everybody's covering, and we're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com if that's okay.
Oh, no, I greatly appreciate it, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, I mean, I think people have a pretty good idea of how the news coverage is biased, how even dramatic cases where people use guns defensively to stop mass public shootings or other crimes just don't get national news coverage. But it's endemic in just entertainment television mm-hmm. shows.
Right.
Guns are used a lot in TV, and they're used by good guys, mm-hmm. but they're not, it's always police or the military that are using it.
Right.
And when it comes to civilians, things always seem to go wrong. I mean, it's pretty amazing. We looked over TV shows over the last 5 years, and it's really impossible to find cases where regular civilians are using guns to protect themselves or others, where something doesn't go wrong, where they don't accidentally shoot the wrong person, mm-hmm. or something other bad happens with it.
Right. Well, and the thing that the mainstream media doesn't want to report on is the thousands of averted attacks because you've got a good guy with a gun. And I'm talking about a civilian versus a police officer.
Right. Well, I mean, police are extremely important, but police themselves realize that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's committed. And that's one reason why you see, if you look at surveys of police officers, police are extremely supportive of private ownership of guns.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably more supportive than maybe any other group. You look at it, and like almost 80% of police officers think that private ownership of guns is either extremely or very important in reducing crime rates, for example.
Exactly. Well, John, when incidents occur in seconds, police officers, that's unrealistic to expect them to respond in seconds. I know recently we're getting reports where they're responding a lot sooner. I've heard averages as much as, you know, maybe 12 to 16 minutes. They seem to be coming a little bit sooner, especially in these major venues. They're maybe more vigilant about it, but even still, you know, 60, 70, 80 seconds has gone by. That's an opportunity for lots of rounds to be shot down range.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, a fast response time would be considered 6 minutes for something like that. And a lot can happen in, you know, in just a half a minute.
Exactly.
So, and that's, you know, in the 6 minutes, that's even assuming the individual has a chance to make a phone call. I mean, you may have a phone, but you have to be in a position where you can make the call and explain to the person on the other side what's going on.
John, whenever an incident occurs, emotions are raw, they're high, and sober people would agree that that is an inopportune time to have a discussion about gun control. Is that fair?
I mean, look, I understand emotions are high, but I'm frustrated by attacks, and I'm frustrated that what seems to me obvious things to do just don't seem to get serious coverage. So instead, we talk about things like background checks on the private transfers of guns, these so-called universal background checks, the number one go-to thing for gun control advocates after each of these mass public shootings. There's not one mass public shooting this century that would have been stopped by having such a federal law in place. You know, is that serious to go and keep on bringing up a law that has absolutely nothing to do with any of these attacks, to use these attacks as a way of pushing for it? I want to do something, but I want to do something that matters and is
exactly
relevant. I look at this, and what you find is like 94% of the mass public shootings keep on occurring in places where victims aren't allowed to be able to go and protect themselves. These killers, some of them may be crazy, but they're not stupid. And they know if they go to a place where victims can't defend themselves, they're going to be able to go and kill a lot more people. I don't know how anybody can read their diaries or look at other statements left by these killers and not come away with the notion that these people have planned a lot, and their goal is to try to kill as many people as possible. And if they know they go to a place where people can't defend themselves, they're going to be able to accomplish more of that. And putting one police officer in a place to go and guard just isn't going to do it. I mean, police are great, but they have an incredibly difficult job when it comes to stopping these types of mass public shootings. And the reason is fairly simple, and that is, you know, it's hard to be on your toes all the time. Somebody can come up behind you or what have you. And if you're the only person in uniform there and the only person with a gun, the killers know that once they kill the officer there, they have free reign. So the
exactly
first person that they're going to go and kill is going to be the officer. In fact, you make the job of the officer safer if you allow permanent concealed handguns there, because you take away the strategic advantages of the killers, because they don't know who it is that they have to be careful of. And if they do go after the officer first, then they reveal their position and they have to worry that somebody behind them or to the side is going to be able to take them out.
Exactly. That makes too much common sense, John. Why is the obvious so ignored in this discussion?
Well, I mean, I think part of it may get back to the very beginning of our discussion, and that is people constantly hear about bad things that happen with guns. They don't hear about the benefits. I mean, people go to our website at crimeresearch.org, and we have literally dozens of cases where mass public shootings have been stopped by citizens with concealed carry permits. And it's not my opinion. These are statements from police or sheriffs or prosecutors as to that being the case. And you know, if people only hear about bad things that happen and don't hear about the benefits, you know, they're really conditioned to only view guns as creating problems. And I think it has a real impact on people's perceptions.
Yeah. John, maybe what we should do, what comes to mind here, is have a simulated court case that brings up and demonstrates, and testimonializes all these incidents. I say all. I'm talking about dozens of incidences that are true stories about people defending themselves and having a debate so that we really, get down to the bottom of this. Because what I sense and what I'm most concerned about with this emotional argument that takes place is I have this gnawing sense that there's a different agenda that could be more diabolical than just gun safety or gun control.
I guess my views have changed over the years on this. Take something like these background checks on private transfers of guns. They claim that their goal is that these background checks will be important, stopping these mass public shootings.
Hey, John, let's do this. Call timeout real quick, only because I want to hear this out, and we're going to go to break, and I don't want to cut you short. Let's go ahead and we'll break now. We'll be back with John Lott to pick it up where we left off. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
independent as promised. Bill Martinez here, and we're back with John Lott to pick up where we left off. John, thank you for your patience and understanding. You know, these commercials we have to do so that we can talk about these important topics that people want to know about. So picking up from where we left off, we were talking about, you know, some solutions here.
Right. Well, you were asking maybe what's the motivation behind these laws. And you know, I'll give you an example. So you look at something like these background checks and private transfers. They claim that they're doing it to stop mass public shootings, though, as we already noted, there's not one case this century that would have been stopped. They claim that they're doing this in order to stop crime, criminals, from getting guns. I wish it was that simple. But if they really believed that, they could have gotten this passed for 20 years. Because there are just a few simple, reasonable things that could have been done that you would think if they cared about the background checks, they would have done. So I'll give you an example. One is the cost. So I'm in Washington, D.C. right now. And in order for me to transfer a gun to somebody here in Washington, D.C., it costs $125. We're not talking about the price of the gun. We're not talking about licensing or registration fees. We're just talking about solely the cost of the background check. Well, if you believe that it reduces crime for everybody, not just the guy who's buying the gun. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, if everybody benefits, then I would argue as an economist, everybody should pay. But even more important, presumably these gun control advocates want to encourage people to go and do these background checks, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you don't encourage somebody but to do the background checks legally by putting a $125 tax effectively on them doing what you want them to do. You know, if anything, maybe you want to reward them.
Right.
But don't put a $125 tax on them for doing it. And so I would argue, again, pay for it out of general revenue. If you really believe that there are these big benefits, that everybody benefits, then pay for it. They will fight you tooth and nail. One example, a few years ago when Colorado was passing its background checks on private transfers of guns, I got calls from some state legislators in Colorado asking me what amendments I would suggest. And one of the amendments I suggested was to exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax that they were imposing on gun transfers. With the exception of two pro-gun Democrats in the state house, every other Democrat voted against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax. Name me one other tax that Democrats will fight tooth and nail against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay. And you see something like that, and you say, well, you know, if they could get this through nationally without, with what I think is a reasonable argument, I'm not even sure what the argument is against it on the other side, and they refuse to do it and will fight you against doing it, it makes me wonder what their real motivations are for these things. That I think they view these background checks as really a way just to make it costly for people to get guns, rather than them actually caring about stopping criminals from getting. Because if they believe that, they could have done it 20 years ago.
How much money are they generating from this, John?
Well, I mean, it's from the background checks?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, at $150 a gun. I mean, and where's that money going through that they would, I mean, to me, it's like, well, you know, this is probably, let's say 20, 25 bucks worth of paper and registration and stuff. I mean, I can't imagine it being that that complex that we need to charge somebody $125 or $150.
Right. Well, I mean, it varies across states. You know, in New York City, it can be even more. In some place like Oregon, it's like $55 for doing it. But, I mean, you go and buy ammunition in California there, where I believe you are, you're talking about, you know, $60, $70 to go and do the background check, apparently, at a lot of places, to go and buy ammunition. And so, you know, that's a real tax. I mean, if you're talking about 100 rounds of 22 that you can get for $11 or $12, you know, another $60, that's like a 500% tax that you're putting on top of it.
Yeah, no, that's absurd.
These are the costs, these are the costs that the dealers charge, okay, because it takes them time to go and call in, put in the information. Sometimes the responses don't come back quickly from the background checks. Sometimes it can delay the transactions, could be a few days in a few cases. All those things kind of add up So they charge you an amount to go and cover their average costs of dealing with it.
Yeah. Well, John, I used to be based out of California, so now being in Florida, a little bit more user-friendly, but now a big issue here. In fact, I've been visiting some Walmarts recently, and I feel sorry for the people that work there. You know, because I asked them, I said, the response, how are you guys doing? They go, people are upset. They are livid over this, and, you know, and they said they're still going to carry some ammunition for, you know, hunting and rifles and that sort of thing, but all the handgun, all those calibers are out, and they're just clearing out the shelves. They're clearing out what's going to be in the warehouse, and that's the new party line. So,
it's just bizarre.
Yes.
Because here, what does banning handgun ammunition have to do with any of the attacks that people were focusing on recently?
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to what we said earlier. People are, they're so emotional. They just want something, somebody to do something. You know, even President Trump had to respond, you know, quite quickly and say, okay, red flag laws. Well, you know, how much of a difference is the red flag law? I mean, because in a sense, haven't red flag laws, I mean, and even, you know, married to common sense, hasn't that already been in place? I mean, what I'm hearing is that there have been warnings, and people have put them out there, have contacted the FBI and their local police officers, and there's either been low response or no response to that. So I guess just because we say there's a red flag law, now there's going to be some sense of urgency?
We already have had similar laws.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Baker Acts. Florida has it. The rest of the country, Florida's had it since 1971. The rest of the country has had it. And basically, if you believe somebody may be a danger to themselves or others, you can go and contact the police, and the police can go to a judge, and there can be a 72-hour detaining of the individual where they can go and evaluate whether or not the person is a danger to themselves or others. They'll have mental health care experts go and evaluate the person, and then there'll be a hearing. If the person needs it, there'll be a public defender. That's the way the law currently works. What the red flag laws do, even though people talk about mental illness, none of the states, only one of the states had even mentions the term mental illness. None of the states actually require mental health care experts be involved in the process.
Wow.
And, you know, it just, and the only solution that you have under these red flag laws is taking away a person's gun. If you're worried about somebody committing suicide, why is the solution just going to take away a person's gun? If go ask Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's the bed sheets? Right, exactly.
No. And, you know, the Baker Acts allow everything from involuntary confinement, if they believe the person's real danger, to being able to, you know, ask the person to go and get voluntary help, mental health help, to even taking away the gun or doing other things. But there's so many ways people can commit suicide or obtain weapons otherwise. If you really believe, and you hear this term all the time, you know, he's really a danger, objectively a danger is one term you'll hear. If that's really the case, then why only take away the person's gun? You know, if you really believe that, it seems like you need to do a lot more. And I think the reason why they focus on red flag is twofold. One is the existing Baker Acts have all sorts of legal protections for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may cost $10,000 to go through a hearing with your lawyer. Well, a lot of people aren't going to be willing to spend or able to spend $10,000 on that. Under the Baker Act, you provided legal counsel. Red flag laws don't do that. Very few people who go through red flag laws seem to have legal counsel with them when they go and do it.
Right.
A lot of those people are in financial problems to begin with. And I may want to keep my gun, but am I willing to pay $10,000 to a lawyer to get some chance to be able to go and keep it afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, it's not going to be worth it for them to do that.
Right.
And I think the reason why they want to start off with a clean law rather than going back and trying to amend the Baker Acts that are there is that they can kind of finesse this and ignore these protections that are there, whereas it's a lot more obvious and harder to take something like the Baker Act and remove
right.
protections that are already there for people.
Right, exactly. He's a world-recognized expert on guns and crime. John Lott has been with us. John, we will continue the conversation. Look forward to having you back, as always. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States says it has satellite images proving that Iran was behind the weekend attacks by drones on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. Here at home, higher gas prices are likely, but exactly how much higher and for how long remains to be seen, according to analyst Trilby Lundberg.
A price hike sometime very soon of anywhere between a nickel to 25 cents per gallon, depending on the duration and severity of the damage.
The United Auto Workers are striking General Motors, and production at that automaker's plants has come to a halt. Contract talks are to resume at this hour, but the automaker is expected to lose as much as $250 million a day. The strike currently only impacting GM, but could expand to include Fiat, Chrysler, and Ford. The founder of the band The Cars, Rick Ocasek, has died, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Anthony Davis, head of global safety at Facebook, and Colin Robinson, PTA-connected ambassador and national PTA board member, are our guests right now. But before we bring them on, a little bit of background here. You know, parenting in the digital age is increasingly complex. Like I'm telling you something you don't know, right? Children today are online earlier and earlier, and while kids have more ways than ever to learn and benefit from online experiences, 3 out of 4 parents say they worry about their kids' online safety and they want more control. Helping to keep young people safe online and empowering parents who are raising children in a connected world is a priority for the National Parent Teacher Association and Facebook. And Tiggany and Colin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Hi.
Well, can you please tell us about the PETA Connected Digital Families program?
Sure, absolutely. The Digital Families Community Events were launched as a joint effort between Facebook and National PTA to educate and empower parents and to give them the tools that they need to be able to have conversations with their kids about their online life.
Well, and Tiggany, how many communities in the area are hosting these events, and what can attendees expect?
Well, we when we launched this back in 2018, our goal was to hit 200 different cities and towns throughout the country. Right now, I think we have coming up Hawaii, Indiana, Georgia, North Carolina. And what parents can really expect is to come to a place with other parents and other families who are trying to deal with the same questions. They will get a toolkit that was designed with Harvard's Youth and Media Center at Harvard's Berkman Klein Center. These are research-backed resources that are designed to give parents the tips and resources that they need to have important conversations with their kids about online safety. Everything from privacy settings to whether you accept a friend request, all these kinds of conversations that parents sometimes have find hard to start.
Right. Well, you said your goal was to hit 200, and this year you're doing, right, over 200 cities around the U.S.?
Exactly. That's around cities and towns around the United States.
Okay, so this is their, when I say there, the National PTA and Facebook are partnering together to continue their digital families community events. This is absolutely brilliant because, you know, Colin, as you understand and realize, because you're right there at ground level in the center of it all, you know, inquiring parents want to know. I mean, let's face it, the internet is alive and happening. It's buzzing and going at the speed of light, and it's tough for parents, you know, trying to, you know, manage all these open portals into the minds of their children.
It is, and it's, as parents, I think the tough thing for us is we may not be the experts in what's going on right now in the digital landscape, and so I know for me personally, I had to almost take a step back and listen more to my child when we were talking about things like Facebook or Instagram and why they were so interested in these apps and, like, the accounts they wanted to follow and why they thought those were important. But through these PTA digital connected family events, that's the kind of conversations that we're allowing parents to have with their kids,
mm-hmm.
and parents to have with other parents, to realize that they're not alone and that they're having the same kind of tough questions in their own mind that other parents in their communities are having.
Part of it, too, Colin, you got to learn the language. I mean, you know, because you can get lost in the language. The kids are talking, and then they kind of feel like, okay, I got one on mom and dad because they don't really understand, right?
Well, I think it's always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every generation has kind of how they speak to each other. And I don't try necessarily to keep up with all the lingo that my, you know, 14-year-old son uses or my 18-year-old daughter uses, because it doesn't necessarily make sense to me. But I will ask the questions of, is that good or is that bad? And then I try and relate it to something that I might have said when I was their age.
Right, exactly. Antigone, why is it, I mean, we just touched a little bit on this, but why is it that, you know, digital literacy is so important today?
Well, I think digital literacy today is just another form of consumer literacy. When I was in school, I actually took as an elective consumer education. It was extraordinarily helpful to me in terms of how to navigate the world as I grew older. And what we're trying to do here is really give kids the same kinds of skills, but in that digital world. How do you get them to be critical thinkers about what
Yes.
they're doing?
Exactly. We've been saying this a lot about the show, is that there's been an absence of critical thinking, and I think this is a great way to bring it back into the conversation, right?
Yeah, and it's something that you really can do. I think the first time I sort of encountered it was when my daughter first got a phone, and we saw the glow from her room way too late in the evening.
Right.
And I had to go in there and say to her, you know what, there's a time to put your phone down. And then she turned to me and said, but you don't put your phone down. So that was a very good lesson for me. And I then had to learn how to role model, much like parenting in any other space.
Exactly. Colin, you were referring to this earlier in terms of, you know, some advice for parents and how to start these important conversations. Let's dig a little bit deeper into that. What did it look like for you and your family?
Well, I use a model where I ask questions and then listened. And I didn't make assumptions. I think one of the things that I'm seeing a lot happening is when a child might have an issue and they come to the parent and the parent has this knee-jerk reaction about what their child is doing and or saying online, that can potentially be the last time that child is going to come to that parent when they have something happen online. So my kids know that they can come to me and talk about these things in a safe space, where I'm not going to judge maybe what has happened to them or to a friend, and I help them navigate it in a way where when I was a child we talked about citizenship a lot.
Yes.
And now for our kids, we have to talk about being a digital citizen. And the reality is they're very much the same. How you speak to someone in real life is the same as how you should speak to someone online. And you shouldn't assume that just because you're behind a screen that your words don't have meaning and effect to the person on the other side reading them.
Exactly. Well, and I think that one of the challenges parents we have, Colin, is that at least my discovery has been that, you know, we want to fix things. You know, the kids come to us and we want to fix it and, you know, move on. And the kids so often, you know, they're not looking for a fix. They want to have a sounding board, right?
Oh, absolutely. They want to get our input, but then they are becoming more and more independent. And they'd like to try and fix things on their own. Now, I will say there are going to come times where, as a parent, we have to step in and we have to take the lead. But until things kind of get to that point, it makes sense to allow our kids to explore a little bit about what it means when they see bullying online and how they react to it. Mm-hmm. Are they going to stand up and say, hey, that comment was inappropriate? Maybe ask someone to take it down. Those are the things that our kids can be doing and handling on their own with our guidance as parents.
Mm-hmm. Antigone, I got to tell you, one of my favorite opening questions that a friend of mine shared with me, and this works about 99% of the time, is when I ask my child, help me understand.
Absolutely. One of the best things you can do, particularly with, say, when your child first downloads a new game or a new app, is to have them walk you through it and say, how does this work? And what do you like about it? What do you not like about it? Oh, where do you sign up? Where do you control your privacy? Asking those kind of questions actually gets them to internalize that same kind of question asking so that as they get older, as they become more independent, they do the same thing, but within, you know, as they're loading a new app or a new game.
Mm-hmm. We got about a minute left, so what does Facebook's partnership with the PTA entail?
So we have been working with the PTA since last year. We are trying to host about 200 of these events around the country in cities and towns around the country. And we've put together a toolkit that then PTA takes out. The toolkit was designed with Harvard Berkman's Youth and Media Center. And so far, so good, right?
Yeah, it's been going great. I've been to so many of these events across the country, and parents are leaving feeling empowered and having these conversations with their kids.
Great. Where can they go for more information?
They can go to pta.org/digitalfamilies.
Well, Antigone and Colin, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Have a great day.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your soul. Don't fight your soul. You come so far, keep going.
Time for encouragement here, huh? Time for a comeback. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com joins us now. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm mostly okay this morning. I'm still smarting from the Broncos snatching defeat from the jaws of victory in the last hundredth of a second yesterday, but, you know, life goes on.
Don't we love the thrill of victory and the heartbreak of defeat, as they say?
Yeah. No, that was a tough one.
Yeah, there was some interesting games, but, hey, football season is back on, and we've got the baseball season ending into its fall championship series, so a lot of things coming together, and maybe it'll distract us just a little bit from some of this tension that's going on in this country right now.
Well, it is a distraction from the tension, and obviously there's plenty going on politically both here and abroad, and, you know, more to our bailiwick. Frankly, it was a good weekend to stay home and watch football or baseball because the top four movies at the box office this weekend were all rated R and really not worth your time or money. So
well you could go
back.
You could go see Overcomer. I mean, go take some friends, and you know, I'm hearing reports that we spoke with Sherry Rigby, who plays you know, the wife of Alex Kendrick in the movie Overcomer.
Yes.
We spoke with her earlier. She's just so precious. I'll tell you, what a genuine individual. And talk about a positive light into the Hollywood community.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, Overcomer is doing terrific. And, you know, we can talk about It Chapter 2 or Hustlers or Angels of the Fallen or Good Boys.
Right.
You know, it's all pretty self-explanatory. But Overcomer had a great hold this week, and it was only off 26% from last week, which typically, you know, your sort of typical trajectory for those who aren't in the know is movies typically dip about 50% a week until they go away, which is why the opening weekend is so important. Important because you can almost chart the math on what a movie's going to do based on its opening weekend.
Exactly.
And Overcomer has really been an overcomer at the box office. It's closing in on $30 million, you know, just shy of $29 million at the box office, which, you know, you may be used to Endgame style numbers, but most movies don't make $100 million, let alone, you know, $1 billion. So
right.
A Christian movie making, you know, close to $30 million is a big deal.
Exactly. And, of course, we still have, you know, some post-theatrical sales that will, you know, contribute to the bottom line as well. But, yeah, this is a real winner as far as family movies are concerned. And this is what I'm hearing is that people are, you know, going back, they're taking friends and realizing that, you know, the Kendrick brothers have they've put some magic together here. And I think the other thing, too, that's coming out, in fact, our conversation with Stephen Kendrick brought this out, and Sherry reinforced it as well, and that is the stars. They get together on a weekly basis. They're praying for this movie that that people will catch the message behind the story, that you know, they will reconsider their identity and who they are and whose they are, as Sherry says.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right, Bill. We live, as you and I have talked about so many times, in a culture that says your identity is this, your identity is that. And, you know, obviously there's all the sexual stuff that, you know, our identity is trans this, or, you know, I'm not trying to mock it, but our culture places enormous emphasis on our sexuality, I think, because we've thrown God out, and so we're looking for a substitute. But even if it's not that, you know, we have commercials that tell us, you know, your life will be fulfilled if you buy a Lexus. Or, you know, I think consumerism is the other perhaps quieter competitor for our core identity, that my life and my identity will be complete if I own X, Y, or Z. And, you know, this is a movie that reminds us of what's important, and even success, you know. Mm-hmm. It's easy to put success at the top, and we see Stephen Kendrick's, or Alex Kendrick's character doing that in this movie. He has to confront who he is when his successful basketball team is kind of taken away from him. So, great reminder on what really matters.
Without a doubt. And, you know, you mentioned sex, and, you know, I think we have to confront it for what it is. I mean, there's no question that the sexual desire, the temptation is huge. And this is why we need to be real careful about it. If not, we're going to do some damage along the way. And, you know, we see this happening with, you know, the abortion issue, what's going on. I mean, the numbers of babies that have been aborted. I mean, this is a heartbreak. And, in fact, last week we spoke with Ken Harrison, who is the CEO, the new CEO. And I call him the main reviver of, you know, of Promise Keepers. He's come forth, and, you know, and one of the big issues is, you know, the whole abortion issue. And I said, Ken, you know, and you know my heart on this as well, Adam, is that I believe more and more men are rising up and saying, hey, look, we messed up. And, you know, I keep saying that cry of Rachel, you know, this is going to be the male version of the cry of Rachel. You remember when Herod killed all the babies?
Yeah.
There was this cry that could not be quieted. And I believe that that's about to happen with men. It's already starting to happen in kind of mini bonfires across the country. But I believe there's going to be a true ignition from coast to coast, that where the men are realizing, you know what, you know, they're going to take their responsibility and, you know, and admit and confess their role in it, whether it was one of passivity where they just let their girlfriend go or their wife, you know, go and do it on their own, or whether they, you know, just came out and said, hey, you know, you're not going to have that baby and you better go get it aborted. And, you know, all the different stories that are out there. But we're not going to deal with the bottom line of this until we confront the truth of the matter. And that is, as you said, you know, we've abandoned the God of the universe, and our true focus of worship to this modern god of sexuality that says anything goes, and we're paying a price for this.
Yeah, and you know, I think as Christians, we have to be proactive in articulating a philosophical and spiritual worldview with regard to sexuality. We get pegged as the extremists, but if you look at it, Bill, we're not the extremists. The culture says two totally diametrical things about sexuality. It says it's as natural as sneezing or coughing or going to the bathroom, so why, you know, don't even give it a second thought. And then on the other hand, it says, well, our sexuality is everything. It's our entire identity. We have bumper stickers for it. It's the most important, incredible, transcendent thing. And actually, as Christians, we're the ones that stake out a middle ground, if you will, which is to say that our sexuality is important. It's designed by God for a purpose, to bring union and beauty and new life in the context of a marriage, that it has a place where it brings life and something incredible to a relationship. But it's not nothing. It's not just a sneeze, and it's not everything. You know, God didn't intend our sexuality to carry the kind of weight that our culture is putting on it. And this is not my key issue at Focus. Obviously, I'm the movie guy. But I think about it a lot because the movies and our culture deals with it a lot. And so we're forced to deal with how culture is depicting sexuality and its place. And I think that there's a place for us as Christians to really speak up and say, what is the purpose of sexuality, and who gets to decide?
Well, even people who are not of faith are questioning this, Adam, just on pragmatic grounds. I mean, what is natural? And, you know, what's going on? I mean, millennials right now, according to a recent research, and this wasn't necessarily millennials of faith. This was just the general market and saying, hey, you know, okay, been there, done it, bought the T-shirt, doesn't work for me, I'm moving on. And this is what they're realizing is by experience, okay, they became part of the woke generation, need to be cool, all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, and I saw a video here recently. I may have mentioned it to you. If I did, then I'm sorry I'm repeating it. But I think it only bears repetition here because what's happening now is this whole trans movement. And where it's, you know, they're being real open about their situation and their lack of acceptance amongst heterosexuals. I mean, this one, I guess I'm going to say gal, and hopefully I'm not offending and using the wrong pronoun, but she was upset because she couldn't get any dates from what you would call quote-unquote normal boys because up top she was a woman, but still below, you know, she still carried the opposite gender. Well, you know, And she was annoyed that people didn't get it.
It's like, well, and I mean, we don't have to go that far back. And I'm going to say something really actually weird. Every time I hear Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith on the radio, I'm like, I'm surprised that the woke generation hasn't banned this one. Because
back in the 80s,
the exact thing you're talking about, that's a song about Steven Tyler falling for somebody he thinks is a woman and finding out she's a man, dude looks like, or he's a man. You know, back in the 80s, it was a joke. Right. And now, obviously, it's not a joke. It's very serious. And I think it has to do with our deep, deep confusion about sexuality. And, you know,
well, we need to have the conversation because the fact of the matter is we're only confused when we let go of the anchoring points that hold to the truth. You let go of the truth, you're all over the place.
No, you have no map, and you have only your experience to guide you. And I think in some ways that's the place we start as Christians with conversations with those who don't agree with us, is to just ask the question, how's it going for you? You know, is your experience giving you the peace and security and hope that you want or not? Before I was a Christian, I made some bad mistakes, and I don't want to get into a confessional, but I looked at my life and I said, you know what? I don't think this is the way I want to live because I don't like the person I'm becoming.
We've all been there. There's a really, I think, poignant moment. I happened to see on the plane coming back, and one of those deals where I wasn't my choice. I was on a plane, but I thought, you know what? I've heard a lot about this Elton John movie. I want to watch it. You know, let's see it. And there was a point there when he told his mother that he was a homosexual, and of course she says to him, I've always known that. That's no big surprise. But what I'm sad about is that you'll never experience true love. Something to think about.
Adam, thank you for being with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Fred.